This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
شيخ تفضل ان شاء الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد من السماوات ومن الأرض ومن ما شئت من شيء بعد، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. My dear brothers and sisters, it's an honor and pleasure for me to welcome you to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life. And today I have a beautiful tradition about shukr and sabr. Be grateful and be patient. Let me read the tradition in Arabic and translate and explain some of the beautiful meanings and lessons that we can learn from this tradition. Ajaban li amri al-mu'min inna amrahu kullahu la khair wa laysa dhalika li ahadin illa lil-mu'min. إن صابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له وإن صابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له. الراوي صهيب بن صهيب بن سنان الرومي المصدر صحيح مسلم. A believer is a wonderful person as all of his conditions work for him. Of course, that is only for a believer. When he encounters something pleasant or joyful, he thanks Allah, which is good for him. If on the other hand, he were to face something distressful, he is patient, which again turns out good for him. Of course, in another report, this is the report I have cited here, but this is a mistake. In another report, the Prophet said, such a condition is exclusive to a believer. The narrator of this tradition is one of the most prominent companions of the Prophet. He is a pioneer. His name is Suhaib bin Sinan al-Rumi, and it is reported by Muslim and others. Suhaib bin Sinan al-Rumi was one of the pioneers to Islam and an eminent companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was of a Roman descent lineage who had settled in Mecca before Islam. It is reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are four pioneers in Islam. I am the pioneer of the Arabs. Suhaib is the pioneer of the Romans. Bilal is the pioneer of the Abyssinians. And Salman is the pioneer of the Persians. This shows the universal nature of Islam, that this religion is for all of mankind. It makes no distinction between one race and another. It embraces all of humanity. One brotherhood under the lordship of Allah. The Caliph Umar recognized the preeminence of this great companion of the Prophet. Therefore, he chose him to lead the prayers when he was stabbed to death. When he was stabbed, lie down, and then he deputes Suhaib to lead the prayers on his behalf until the Muslims have successfully chosen a new Caliph. Then he can take over that responsibility. Suhaib bin Sinan narrated 30 traditions from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is a very, very important tradition that describes the balanced nature of a believer. A believer, as the Prophet describes him, is always calm and cool. He is not disturbed by the changing vicissitudes of life. And you may ask, what is the source of this inner peace, this tranquility, this calmness he is experiencing? That is his faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the above tradition, the Prophet mentions two attitudes that set apart a believer from others: a shukr wa sabr, gratitude and patience. First, shukr, he is grateful. The believer, the Prophet said, whatever joys, happy occasions he has, the blessings he have, is grateful. he expresses gratitude for the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? He recognizes the source of his blessings. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever blessing you have, it is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Gratitude, as defined by Imam Razi, is to recognize the favor of the benefactor while cherishing reverence for him and conditioning the mind on this. When you have this gratitude, your heart is filled with gratitude, and this becomes an attitude, a second nature, it guarantees enhanced blessings. The opposite is ingratitude, it results in deprivation and loss. وَيْتَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَيْن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَيْن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. When your Lord proclaimed, if you give thanks, I shall surely grant you increase, enhance the blessings. But if you are ungrateful, truly my punishment is severe. Of course, Allah other places said, he will take away the blessings. And that is the narrative, the stories of the previous nations in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with so much, but they were ungrateful, so Allah took away those blessings. Gratitude to Allah entails the following. Number one, accepting the blessings with gratitude. Number two, using them in ways that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number three, expressing gratitude in words and deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders his messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. And as for the blessing of thy Lord, proclaim it. So, we owe gratitude to Allah for all his blessings, which are too many for us to count. Gifts of life, faith, health, family, knowledge, opportunity to do good works, passing an exam, abundance, prosperity, security and peace we enjoy, wellness, recovery from illness, etc. While feeling joy, we should strive to use them to come nearer and nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If, on the other hand, when a believer experiences sorrow, sickness, trials, and challenges, again, he keeps cool and calm. He is not upset over it. Instead, he exercises patience, because he believes that Allah alone is in control of everything in the universe. As such, nothing happens to him except what God has already willed for him. Allah reminds us, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And we will certainly test you with something of fear and hunger and loss of wealth and souls and fruits, and give glad tidings to the patient. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَمَا عُوْتِيَ أَحَدٌ عَطَاءً خَيْرًا وَأَوْسَى مِنَ الصَّبْرِ. No one can achieve any blessing better and richer than patience. This is so because Allah says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Surely those who are patient shall be paid the reward in full without reckoning, without enumeration. The believer knows that Allah exposes us to trials solely for our spiritual growth, and he has promised to bring ease after every difficulty. Hence, his trust in Allah, quiescence in the divine decree, his submission to the divine decree, conditions him to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Hence, the Prophet's deep sense of serenity when faced with mounting challenges in Test Makkah. When Umar ibn Yasir asked him, how long are we to endure all of this? Because the Prophet is conditioned to see the light at the end of the tunnel, he is seeing that end of that journey, resulting in his controlling the law and order all of Arabia. He replied, I will continue my struggle until the young lady, woman can travel, feel safe to travel all alone from Hira to Haram without any fear of any molestation from anybody. Lessons. Believers have the glad tidings from Allah and His Messenger. A believer is like a bird who flies to Allah with the twin wings of gratitude, shukr and sabr. Patience, gratitude and patience. He or she is always cool and calm, as the vicissitudes of life do not disturb their peace of mind. Believers are grateful to Allah for His blessings and express the same through words and actions. They are patient as they accept the divine decree. They are firm in their belief that God sends trials not to destroy them, but to help them grow. They are comforted by the words of the Prophet of Mercy that God's messengers are tested more than others, and that Allah tests His beloved servants more than others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor us to acquire, develop the habit of shukr and sabr as we face the vicissitudes of life, as we will be calm in face of joy and calm in face of trials and tribulations. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.